This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Bill Graff. Bill is a Senior Vice President and CIO of Cerner Corporation. Cerner is, of course, one of the largest and most successful technology companies in the world. It's also one of the top market leaders in hospital EMR, EHR systems. Thrilled to get the chance to talk to Bill today. Bill, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Scott. So I'm Bill Graff, Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer at Cerner Corporation. Been there for a little over 15 years and continue to be excited to work at the company.
Talk for a moment. What does the CIO of one of the world's most successful tech companies do? I mean, there's going to be so many information people around. So what does the CIO do? How do you organize things? What do you view as your sort of core role?
Yeah, so the way we have the role organized today, I really have four primary areas that I'm responsible for. The first being the enterprise security organization. So that's our physical and cyber security teams. I have data center technology infrastructure in our hosting operations. So as you know, Cerner has a large hosting operation. The brand that most people would recognize would be CernerWorks or RHO. My teams provide the technology infrastructure that sits underneath that operation. The third pillar of my triangle here, or my quadrangle, I guess I would call it, is the corporate IT function. So, you know, your traditional corporate IT things, your ERP systems, communications, networks, you know, everything that our associates need to remain productive, improve productivity, et cetera, falls under my purview. And then the fourth area is IT governance. So I have a team that's really responsible for managing all the technology planning, the technology budgets, the capital and expense planning, execution against those, you know, working very closely with finance, making sure that, you know, we're aligning with the corporate financial goals, and then executing against those. They do various reporting and really manage the ITSM office for my organization. So that's what I do every day. I spend a lot of time working with my peers and across the company on various different initiatives and imperatives.
And how many employees today at Cerner are around? And then talk to us about how things have changed over the last 15 years as Cerner has become, they've always been so big and so important, they've become more of a juggernaut in the space that they're in. How have things changed over the last 15 years?
Sure. So, you know, right now there's a little over 27,000 associates around the globe. You know, the company has changed dramatically since when I started 15 years ago. You know, the associate headcount has grown dramatically over that 15-year period. You know, our consulting organization has grown dramatically. The CernerWorks business, you know, the hosting business, when I started, was a very small piece of the business. You know, 40 or 50 clients today. You know, we have, you know, 600 plus clients around the globe. That is a main pillar of Cerner's revenue. Has grown from that hosting operations. You know, and we've continue to expand in different marketplaces and new innovation to the market, you know, over those 15 years. You know, and obviously, you know, we've just recently gone through a CEO change. So we're all working together to redefine and reimagine, you know, what the next, you know, 40 years of Cerner will look like as we move forward under Brent's new leadership.
And take a moment on new leadership, some of the thoughts there. I know extremely positive. And then Neil Patterson was sort of a once-in-a-generation leader in terms of just the complete set of personal skills, sort of an iconic type of old-generation leader, but a command and control leader, but also obviously did a magnificent job of creating lots of great people and a great company. Talk a little bit about leadership.
Yeah, you know, I had the pleasure of working with Neil for you know, 12 years. He's just been gone for three now. You know, Neil and I had similar backgrounds. We both grew up on farms, and Neil's farm and my farm or my parents' farm are about 60 miles apart, and out here in Kansas and Oklahoma. So very similar backgrounds, you know, growing up that way and that style, the love of that, you know, hard work. You know, it's not an 8-to-5 kind of environment growing up that way. Neil, he definitely said it was a command and control type of leader. You definitely knew where you stood with him. He didn't hold back any, you know, whether it was positive or negative, he would tell you how he felt, and he would tell you what he thought needed to be done, or if you weren't doing what he thought needed to be done. You know, and a great, you know, visionary. He was very passionate about healthcare, very passionate about rural America and bringing healthcare into rural America. I mean, you know, his sister passed away from sepsis. And he had a passion for, you know, how do we make rural healthcare better? My parents both passed away in small rural hospital, and you just never know whether, you know, if that healthcare would have been better, you know, in those communities, would the outcome been different? But it is what it is, and that was some of what inspired me to come to Cerner 15 years ago was. You know, the loss of my parents and then, you know, his passion for healthcare and, you know, something that I could do, not being a trained healthcare professional, but more of an IT professional. How could I, you know, improve healthcare, you know, in not only rural areas, but across the globe? You know, now we're transitioning, you know, to Brent, and, you know, and the company's matured, and you know, it's a different era for the company. We're not in that ultra rapid growth that we've been in, and Brent's more of an operational and organizational, you know, expert in aligning the company to be as efficient and as effective as it can be. And, you know, we're going through that transition now. So
And Brent also enjoys a great reputation for what he's doing in transitioning the company from Neil's leadership and running the company in just a great way. So also enjoys a great reputation. Talk about, you've seen a lot of leadership in your career. Take a moment first and talk about your career pre-Cerner and how you ended up at Cerner. And then two, advice that you would have for other leaders.
Yeah, I mean, my career has been... you know, I have, you know, been very blessed in my career. You know, I've worked in multiple industries. I started right out of college in the retail business, in clothing retail and in the distribution side, and quickly migrated into the IT organization as a liaison between the business and IT. And, you know, from there, I went to work for a company in San Francisco that was primarily focused on nuclear power plants, maintenance, repair, and operations in that business, and spent, you know, 6-7 years in that business. You know, and I've spent a lot of time in nuclear power plants and chemical processing companies around the globe. I went from that to a higher education company, spent a little bit of time there, and then went to an e-commerce company in 2000, you know, kind of the dot-com era, you know, at the beginning of that. And, you know, as a startup and really learned a lot about building a company from scratch, entrepreneurism, and, you know, gaining the right talent, because all of those things, you know, in a startup aren't given. To you have to create the process, you have to invent new organizations and create opportunities, not only for individuals, but for the company itself. And then, you know, as I mentioned earlier, my mother had died in the early 90s of cancer, and then my father had just passed away in 2004. And I was really looking to go to a company that was established, but also had an entrepreneurial feel to it, where people could create businesses and grow businesses, but had funding to sustain a long-term strategy. And Cerner was here in Kansas City, and that's where I was at the time. And you know, there was a lot of migration of folks from the company that I currently was working at to Cerner. And you know, I spent time talking with them. I spent time studying Neil and his strategy around healthcare, and felt like that was a good move for me. And I've been here ever since. And you know, over the years, I've held different roles of, you know, operational, you know, technology space, product management, and consulting leadership, those type of things. But you know, I think it's been, as I said, a very blessed career. You know, it's offered me the opportunity to work with people from around the world, be exposed to great leadership, not only at Cerner, but in the world, in Silicon Valley as well, and really learn from those leaders. So, you know, I think the second part of your question is what advice do you have for leaders? You know, there's tons and tons of books written about this stuff, but you know, advice and what I try to help my leaders with is, you know, build networks, take on new opportunities that make you uncomfortable. Don't get too comfortable with what you have today, because if you do, you become complacent and then you won't give it your best effort. So I think it's really those things, and study great leaders, you know, that are out there and what they do. And no one's perfect, but if you can pick up pieces and parts of different things and different strategies, I think it definitely makes you a better leader. You know, and I think it's also gathering ideas and input from all sorts of different, you know, I guess, streams of input. I mean, one of the things that I think is interesting to me is we have a large organization in India, and the India leadership is very insightful a lot of times on tackling different problems. And you know, we've worked together for a long time, and you know, I consider them, you know, as innovative as anybody here in the U.S. from a problem solving and innovation perspective. And I'm always excited to talk to the folks in India about difficult issues and problems, and they just bring a different perspective than maybe somebody that spent their whole life in Kansas City. So that would be some of my advice, but I haven't written a book yet. So maybe someday I'll put it all down.
You might have to, but what a pleasure to hear some of those thoughts, and just amazing, remarkable career, you know, thoughts on taking on new challenges, not being afraid to, building networks, learning from other sources, and just great, great thoughts and advice. Take one moment on top three priorities the next 6 months. What do you view as sort of your top priorities? What do you have to make sure gets taken care of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first and foremost, you know, this COVID-19, you know, our first priorities are clients and associates, right? Making sure, you know, especially on our associates, making sure people are safe, making sure they have what they need to work from home. You know, Cerner was, you know, I would say pretty quick to work from home. And, you know, we had a technology infrastructure that allowed for that. decision to be made, and people just started working from home. There wasn't a lot of fanfare and drama around it. So, you know, but it's a grind. I mean, we've you know, publicly announced we're going to work from at least through the end of this year. It wouldn't shock me that that doesn't get extended out, you know, for months into 2021. So, you know, managing in that environment is critical. You know, keeping teams motivated, keeping, you know, productivity up, being innovative. And as leaders and managers, you have to be creative and innovative. You know, we have schedules. People don't have childcare. The schools aren't opening, or you have to have school from home. And so you have to work around people's schedules. And I think Cerner's done a pretty good job of doing that. And you know, the associates are responding well, you know, whether they have to work split shifts or however they do it. You know, innovation continues to come out the door. And, you know, you've heard leaders of the tech companies say, you know, we've had more innovation in the last 3 or 4 months than we've had in the last 3 years. And I believe it. I mean, things that we've turned around very quickly, you know, are very impressive. So I think it's making sure our systems that we host in our data center are, you know, available. You know, we've done several field hospitals or surge hospitals, you know, where we help set up for overcapacity situations. You know, the biggest one being the Nightingale Hospital there in London. So I think those are the top priorities, you know, just this kind of day-to-day stuff. And then I think, you know, as we continue to drive technology transformation inside of Cerner, you know, as part of Brent's, you know, realignment and reorganization of the business. On the corporate IT side, we've been lucky to be able to implement lots of new and modernized technology in the CRM space, our quoting space, RFP space, and robotic process automation tooling that we've rolled out in the last really year. And those are major corporate projects that impact nearly everyone in the company in some shape or form. So we continue to drive, you know, I'll use the word digital transformation across Cerner, and we have a list of other initiatives that we want to continue to drive forward on. And then I would say, you know, really the third one is, you know, we have a new CTO, Jerome Labatt, who was announced on June 1st. And it's really Jerome and I working together, you know, to I would say, maybe redefine, you know, how the technology organizations of the company are structured and how they work together across Cerner. You know, in the past, you know, these technology organizations have all been part of one massive organization. And with Jerome coming, there's been some reorganization and splitting out of some of these groups. So, you know, Jerome and I have a lot of work in front of us to better define how those organizations work together. The processes that need to be put in place to ensure that we're most effective in delivering, you know, innovation to our clients, as well as, you know, running the technology that we're contracted for. So those are what I work on every single day.
Well, fantastic. I mean, it's really amazing when you talk about a $5 billion company, and yet how clear you have to be about these are big priorities. These are specific things we have to do great. These are things that have to work well. And that clarity of thought is what allows the company to go from $1 billion to $5 billion and keep on serving its customers well and so forth. The clarity is actually overwhelming and so striking and sharp. Bill, I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. What a pleasure to get a chance to visit with you and hear about your career, hear about Cerner, reflect for a moment on Neil Patterson, who was just a once-in-a-lifetime fascinating leader, Brent Schaefer, a magnificent leader, a great leader, now leading Cerner, fantastic,
and just fascinating to hear about sort of the fasting persona that was Neil before him as well. So magnificent stuff. And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.